the first glimpse of reality, our divine within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The first glimpse of reality, our divine within. Where do we find our divinity? Where do we find our reality? Where do we find who we really are and what we really are? Where do we reach out and touch that which is the most important thing in our life, our divine within? We reach out and touch our divine within by listening quietly to who we are and what we are. We listen quietly to that voice within us that is neither soft nor loud. It's just firm and definite. It's a voice that says, I love you. It's a voice that says, come on, there are adventures to take, there are mountains to climb, and there are rivers to swim, and there are lakes to fly. Come on, join in the wonderful activity of living. You've got a glimpse of the reality. You have it every once in a while. And that glimpse of reality is when you see something so wonderful and so fantastic going on. You see people flying little tiny airplanes and flying them beautifully. You see people coming up with ideas, ideas of creativity, ideas of imagination, ideas of wonder and magic. I often delight in thinking about my son Mark and how he works with his ultralight airplanes. And he works with little engines. He wants to be the lightest engines possible. He designs them and creates them. And then he thinks even better might be electric engines, engines run on battery. And he creates them and designs them. And working with other people around the world, he brings them forth into reality. He gets a glimpse of reality, and then he carries it forth by believing in the divine within himself, believing in the divine within himself that it is real, that it is something very possible, very definite, very wonderful, and very magical. And he follows that inner dream. Oh, he may not follow it through the normal pathways, but he gets on his computer and he gets on his little engines, he gets on his things. And the biggest thing that he does, the most wonderful thing that he does, he trusts himself. He comes up with ideas that no one has ever tried before. And then he puts them to work and he practices them. And he goes flying through the sky with his little engines, with these little dreams, making them come a reality. He listens to his divine within, and as he listens to his divine within, the answer is always given to him clearly, definitely, perfectly, and supportively. It's not an answer that's given to him, maybe it might work, maybe it won't, maybe this is that way, maybe that is it. It is a divine answer. It is a statement that comes to him and says, try this. Now, he doesn't always try it. Most of the time, he does try it. But he doesn't always try it. And he's like us. Each one of us, we have the divine within us speaking to us loud and clear, firm and strong, telling us, yes, we can follow our dream. Yes, we can take our device, we can take our wonderful program, we can put it to work. We can take that dream and put wings under it, take that dream and put feet under it, take that dream and bring it into outward expression. Our divine within is always talking to us. It's always singing to us. It's always ringing in our ears saying, go, 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 you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And we get that first glimpse of reality and we think, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that? And then we stop saying, wouldn't that? And we start get from that glimpse, that first glimpse, we say, it is wonderful. That is a magical idea. That is a glorious concept. That is a reality. And I am going to demonstrate that reality right now, right here, right where I am, with whatever I have in my heart. Now that speaks to each one of us. Are you ready to demonstrate the reality that comes into your heart? Are you ready to listen to the divine within and follow it? And know that with all the sure-footedness, it will lead you to the fulfillment of its outward expression. They say that the kings and pharaohs of Egypt could have had beautiful cars, cars of the 1900s, the 2000s that we're in now, beautiful cars. And they could have had these beautiful cars, and they did have them mentally. But they did not choose to carry them all the way. And carrying them all the way would be having gasoline for the engines, would having roads on which to drive, would be having all sorts of wonderful things that we have today that they didn't have then. But yet, the idea was as valid then as it is today. They could easily have subverted the thought of gasoline and the thought of tires and thought of many other things and taken a totally different tack on it. They could have had that car move through the air without needing tires, without needing roads. They could have had that car going without gasoline, just on their thought alone. Oh, yes, what the day is coming that these things I just mentioned will be and are, because they do exist. They are a reality. It's just a matter that our divine within is waiting to reveal it to us. The divine within you is waiting to reveal many beautiful, wonderful, fabulous ideas. Not yesterday's ideas, not tomorrow's ideas, but the ideas of today. The ideas that would accomplish whatever you want to accomplish today. It's not a matter that it has to wait for the gasoline to be developed. It does not have to wait for tires to be developed. It does not have to wait for roads to be there. When you are getting your first glimpse of reality, your glimpse has no limitations to it. Your glimpse has no aspect to it that says it cannot be done right now and is done right now. Your glimpse says right now it is complete. Right now it is fulfilled. Right now it is wonderful. Oh, yes. When we say that and know that and are that and live that, then we experience it. We experience it because our divine within is always ready to reveal it. There is no secret from the divine within. There's no secret from that inner source of all wisdom. There's nothing later, like parents oftentimes say to their children, I'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. Let's discuss that later. All because they haven't made up their mind to take the conclusion right now. And many times parents say we'll talk about it later because they haven't come up to any conclusion in their own heart about it. And they cannot imagine that their children are dreaming beyond dreams they're dreaming. If parents could only realize, and sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, but if parents could only realize that children are not limited by the reality experience that you and I know, that parents know. Parents know that you need roads, you need gasoline, you need these things for an automobile. But a child doesn't know that. He doesn't believe that. He just looks at the car and says, wonderful. He just says it goes. He just says it accomplishes it, what is one. He does not put any limitations on that car. And that's why out of the mouths of babes, as the statement goes, that beautiful thought comes out, that beautiful concept comes out, that beautiful idea comes out. And when that beautiful idea comes out, then it comes out sometimes full-blown. We can marvel at the entrepreneurs of today, yes, and of yesterday. But we can marvel at the entrepreneurs of today, the young people of today who are billionaires, who are coming up with ideas that have been thought before, but have not been carried out. They're coming up with ideas that would limit most people, and certainly most companies that wanted to be successful. They would limit them because they would say, well, we have to think of all the aspects of it being accomplished before we can think of it being accomplished. And that is where we make our biggest mistake. To dream is to dream it done. It's not a matter of all the idiosyncrasies that go along with it, all the little details that must be taken care of with it. It's the idea is done. Now, perfect travel, perfect going from one place to another is two words, being there. Now, being there is fantastic, but most people want to think of how they're going to get there. How are they going to travel from one location to another? Are they going to take a boat, a train, a plane, a car? What are they going to do? Are they going to walk? How are they going to get there? Well, a child's vision is being there. A child does not realize all the problems that are inherent in some ideas. They just think of the idea, and, well, let it be so. Today, we're living longer and longer years. We're living into the hundreds, as a rather common thing. Years ago, the lifespan was quite a bit shorter. And in some ages, prehistoric ages, lifespan was just a few years. People lived maybe 12, 13, 15 years, and they had to have babies, they had to have children in that time, and they had to have the ability to keep the community going. And when they were 12, 13 years old, they were total adults. They were at the peak of their learning experience. They were the peak of their living experience. And shortly thereafter that, they passed away. Now, at that time, greatness and goodness was being done. Magic was being done. Things were being done by that group of people who had such short lifespans, and they had to live a lot in the early years. Today, our young people have longer lives to expect, but they're fearless. They're fearless, that's a good word for them. They are without trepidation about anything they want to dream. Anything that comes to their mind, they say, hmm. And then, another aspect of today's geniuses are that they know that they can do mathematics in most amazing ways, not only on their computers. They get the first glimpse of reality, perhaps from their computer, but perhaps not. They get their first glimpse of reality from the idea that something can be done. And then the divine within keeps chiding them and keeps encouraging them and keeps bumping them and saying, hey, look at this one, look at this thought, look at this here. And all sorts of wonderful ideas are popping up from the divine within. And when you have the eyes to see it and the ears to hear it, when you have the dream to carry it out and say, yes, that is wonderful. Oh, yes, that is fabulous. Oh, yes, that is marvelous. Then, truly, it is fabulous, it is marvelous, and it is now. Now is the acceptable time, we are being taught. Now is the only time there is. Live in the now. And when we live in the now, then we begin to use our creativity more and more wonderfully, completely, positively, and beneficially. We use our creativity to accomplish the dreams we have in our heart. We use the creativity we have to let our divine within have a vehicle in which to express itself outwardly. Now, we can dream all we want, and dreaming is lots of fun. We can dream, and we can visualize, and we can, through our sort of inner self, come through all sorts of wonderful concepts, all sorts of wonderful ideas. And as we come through all these wonderful concepts and ideas, what do we do? The idea always exists. The ideal always is. And now we can bring it forth as it always is. But we have to tune in. And our divine within is where we tune in. Our divine within is where we listen to all of the magic and all of the wonder and all of the ideas that are to be expressed throughout all eternity and are to be expressed now. Many times we feel it'll come in its right time. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time for these things. And those are not true. Those are not true. Right now, all exists. Right now, every idea that ever will be revealed is alive and well. Every idea that ever will be expressed is now available, is now being expressed, is now a reality. And whether we want to experience it now or not, that is the big point. Now, many things are done in many times, and we call it expedient. And the ideas of expediency limit us from reality. Expediency is something that accepts half a bargain. It accepts half an illusion, accepts half a reality. Not the whole reality, just half of it. And because it accepts just half the reality, it's not the whole idea. It's not the revealed plan. As we can readily understand it and readily see it, if we were thinking of the year 1000, the year 2000, the year 3000, just as points in reference, we look at what has been revealed in those times. And in the year 1000, they did not think anything more could be wonderful than what they were experiencing. In the year 2000, we think how wonderful life is that we are. My goodness, the internet is such a grandiose experience that it's going to, it is opening the door for many people in their business, in their life, in their interrelationships, and many things. Well, these things always were true. They always were true. And the day will be when we communicate with our mind. The day will be and is where we think a thought and someone thinks that thought with us. Great thoughts were always thought in tandem. The light bulb was thought by two great thinkers at one time, perhaps even more. Many other things were thought at the same way. The first automobiles that came out were thought by many different people in many different countries, each coming up with their ideal idea, each coming up with the divine within, revealing to them the extent at which they were able to take advantage of the divine within. We are our own worst enemies when it comes to taking advantage of our good. It's too good to be true, we say. And that is so silly. Because it's not too good to be true. Anything that we can dream or imagine or visualize already exists. And somebody somewhere, or some bodies, many people perhaps, are using it right now. And many people use creative genius ideas and don't tell other people about it. Because they think other people will think that they're crazy. And of course they are. They're crazy wonderful. They're crazy creative. They're just illumined beings. They're unlimited beings. Illumined beings are unlimited beings. Beings who touch within to that divine center within, to that divine storehouse of all knowledge, of all wisdom, of all understanding. And they bring that out and reveal that and express that and love it. Oh my. The first glimpse of reality, our divine within. We have the privilege of knowing all wisdom, knowing all genius, knowing all things. We have the privilege of doing it now. And we have the privilege of not doing it now. We can do it if we want to, and we cannot do it if we want to. The choice is always, has always been ours and will always be ours. The choice has always been something only we can consider, and only we will consider. Car designers are designing automobiles, and they're coming up with some fabulous ideas. And then some of the fabulous ideas are not proper because there's not a counter design planned for it so that it will do what they want to do. It's an unstable car. It's an unstable design that they have. But unstable why? Only because they felt it had to have certain weight projectors inside of it that would keep it in balance. And as long as they had these imaginary ideas that said that they couldn't do it, then they became more conventional. They went back to the traditional car design that they had always had. But the day will come when it doesn't really matter. We build paper airplanes and we fly them. And we fly them beautifully. And some people can fly them in a loop. And some people can fly them so that they're like a stick that'll return to you, a boomerang. And it's so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious. And how can they do this? I mean, they're all dealing with the same principle. But some people deal with a principle that says they can do it, and then they do it. Other people deal with the principle and say, it's not ready to be developed yet, it's not ready to be revealed yet, and it's not ready to be revealed yet. The day that you and I wake up to our first glimpse of reality, our divine within, and waking up to that divine within, outwardly say, okay, now is the acceptable time for my good. Now it is done. I live now, and as I live now, I experience all now. I experience every beautiful thing now. I experience the delight of everything now. I am a happy, fulfilled being, and it is wonderful. When we have that as our criteria for thinking, when we have that as our expectation for the divine within, then truly the divine within will be heard. Not that it hasn't always been telling us these things, but it will be heard and it will be followed. We will listen and we will take that idea and take that thought and carry it out into reality and let it be an expression in our world, in our life, that is something so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, that all the world will marvel as they see it. And even seeing it, many will say, it can't be done. But we know it can. Because we know we have the first glimpse of reality, and our divine within reveals it to us. Take that glimpse for yourself now today, as I'm doing, and watch how wonderful life is, because it is absolutely unlimited. As you do this, know that I am always here thinking these thoughts with you, because I love you. I love you. I love you.